All right. First of all, how was it as a fellow competitor to see Pat finally pick up his first win?
You know, it was good. I'm happy that he got it. You know, got a win. I know he's wanted to win for a long time. He's been up here racing quite a while. I mean, he drove for Pat. You know, Pat and Terry, my car owners, gave him a start a lot of years ago, and we kind of swapped roles. I left Double Deuce Racing a while back to pursue other things, and he jumped on board with them. And you know, he's worked very, very hard, and he definitely deserves it. And he's done a real good job, and it was nice to, you know, see all of his hard work pay off, and, you know, he got in the victory lane.
Two third-place runs for you tonight, I believe. Was the car kind of like a regressive race night for you guys? You had your first feature in the daytime, the heats in the night. What was the difference in the two, and how did it affect your car?
The track was pretty slick earlier in the day, and, you know, the car wasn't bad in the first one, but, you know, we were a little loose, but, you know, it was a little hairy in traffic, but the heat race, we were all right, but we weren't that good. And starting sixth, everybody's so fast on new tires, it's hard to get up in a handicapped spot. So we had to start 18th in the second feature. And yeah, the car was good, and it started coming in about halfway, and then I knocked the front wing out about halfway into the race. I think I got in the back of Holbrook a little bit coming off of four. And that really, really made us tight off. We really started picking up a push. But it actually, in a way, it kind of helped us into the corner and through the center, but it made the thing really, really tight off the corner. So it actually helped us get some guys, you know, going in. You know, we just kept working one guy at a time, and I really thrive on traffic. There's nothing I love to see more than lap traffic or guys getting racing. Because that's where you got to take advantage of getting by guys, and
gives you more options.
Yeah, it gives you more options. You know, you set guys up, and you know, you just got to race, and we're getting close. You know, if our car can keep running good the last half of the race, I'm happy, and you know, you just can't hang it. You just got to hang in there, and you know, run it from green to checkered, and don't give up.
Granted, it's mid June, but you've still got to be the point leader of two top threes tonight.
Yeah, it's close. I don't look at points. Points racing's for strokers. That's what I always say. It's, you know, I could care less. I would trade one win and a DNF and the other to get the win tonight. You know, I don't care about the points. Not gonna care about the points. And maybe the last week of the year, if you know, we have a shot at it. But these guys are tough. Joe Gozick's been up here for years. He's a veteran, you know. And Otto, I mean, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be awfully tough to beat out unless he's got bad luck. I mean, there's a reason why he wins it every year. There's a reason why he's the best car to beat in a classic. You know, he's not only is he a great driver, but he does his homework, and he's consistently just a little bit better than everybody. I mean, he went by me like I was tied to a tree in the first feature tonight. So you got to keep working on putting yourself on par with that seven car and him as a driver too. You know, that's where and if I can run with, you know, if I can run with Joe and Otto every week, whether I'm right behind him or maybe right in front of him, I'm happy. You know, them are the, you know, the two guys I really, you know, aim for every week to try to run with.
Finally, who'd you like to thank?
I'd like to thank you know, my car owners Pat and Terry. You know, they you know, do a great job. My whole crew, they you know, been busting their butts getting this thing together, and all of our sponsors, Lavery Weldon, JWJ, Scribe and Meats, Burke's Home Centers, Lighthouse Lanes, Swiggle Valley Abstract, you know, without them guys, you know, we couldn't do this. And I want to thank Doug Holmes. He definitely has picked up our motor a little bit. We've been struggling a little bit with, not with on horsepower, but he made some changes to it, and the thing's really coming to life on restarts now, and the thing's running the best it's ever run. So my hat's off to Doug, too.